Blog Talk Radio.
Do not attempt to adjust your cell phone, your radio, or whatever listening device. Do not attempt to adjust your listening device. Tequila worship is being taken over by high praise.
Come on, let's give him the highest praise tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And the
I see you dancing around. I see you in there. Come on, go with me with high praise. I'm feeling good tonight. Amen. Come on, lift him up. Together. Amen. 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 Well, praise God. I know you all don't know what I'm doing. I know you all are wondering what's going on. But you have tuned into Tehillah Worship. And though every day, every night we come together on Sunday evenings, we set an atmosphere of worship. Tonight, I wanted to spend some time in praise. So, okay, I got that out of my system. Amen, amen, amen. We are going to set this atmosphere now and prepare to go into worship. Play a little music so that you may pray, soak in his presence. But okay, I'm playing. I got one more praise song to play. Let's praise him. Woo! Come on, get on your feet. Get on your feet and give him some praise. Give him some glory. I see you. I see you. Yes. Anybody got a praise out there? Come on. Hallelujah.
Put those hands up.
right. All right. Praise God. Amen. Okay. Okay, I got that out of my system. Amen. I'm good now. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining me on this evening's episode of Tehillah Worship. Amen. It is June 11th. And I am excited. I am excited about what God has in store for you, and especially you, and as well as me and my family. Praise God. So, yeah. All right. I'm back. Got it out of my system. Let us get now into our regularly scheduled program. But amen, I couldn't help it. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, so praise is calmly unto the upright, for the upright. And I just give God praise. Amen. It is beautiful and marvelous to God, and because what he does is marvelous in our eyesight, we should give him praise. Amen. And everybody can give him praise. For truly the Bible says that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. So I hope you got that out your system. And if you want to give him some more praise, go ahead. I will wait on you. Amen, amen, amen. But like I said, we're going to get back to our regularly scheduled programming. And so let us prepare to enter to his presence, soak in the glory of the Lord, and get close to him on this evening of this evening's episode of Tehillah Worship, where his glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and I am so glad to be on this program with you tonight. So let us prepare for Tehillah Worship, a time of worship, meditation, inspiration, proclamation, intercession, and soaking in the presence of our Lord. Last week, if you were with me last week, we played hymns. And here is a hymn that did not, or just a medley that did not get in the program, but if I had time, I would have played it. And so let us start this evening's time of meditation and prayer and soaking and Bible reading with this song. Join me, go with me now in the presence of the Lord. This is Tehillah Worship.
In your presence, Lord, in your presence, Lord, in your presence, Lord, I long to be. Close to me.
Thank you. Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Father God, we come to you on this evening, praying and lifting up those, O God, whose adversaries appear to be triumphant, whose foes appear to be victorious over your people, over your children. And we speak a word of victory, God, and the exceedingly great reward of the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon their lives. God, we pray deliverance over those, God, who are going through, God, and power, O Heavenly Father, over those that are weak, weary, and worn. God, touch your chosen, your anointed, O God, and do unto their enemies, O God, what you will. Shield them, God, protect them, God, hide them in your pavilion and in the secret place of your tabernacle, God. Place them and protect them in the hollow of your hand. And we bless you and we thank you for it. God, we also pray for those, God, who are mourning and bereaving a loss, oh God, as many I'm sure are. And I pray, God, that you extend your hand of mercy and grace over each and every one, God. Speak and breathe over the generations, God, that are shedding tears, oh God, and that are experiencing the void in their hearts and in their lives. And God, I pray, God, that you build them up, give them strength, and nurture them, God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Let us now prepare ourselves for our time of meditation. Go ahead and get in a comfortable place. Get your word. Get in your prayer closet. Posture yourselves to press into his presence. This is Tehillah Worship. Praise God. I just want to interrupt here real quick and just send a couple of shout-outs from to Healer Worship, from Laborers for Christ Grace Teaching Center, to New Story Church here in Seattle and Skyway and Rainier Beach. Just want to say congratulations to you all on your anniversary, the celebration of your anniversary, to Pastor Jared and his wife Corey. God bless you all. So appreciative of your love, of your support, of your ministry within the community. To New Story, just want to shout out to each and every one of you, and I will not call out names for fear of forgetting anybody, but each and every one of you are wonderful, wonderful people. It is great to know you. And so, again, I just want to say congratulations. Also want to send a shout out to my home church in Chicago, Laborers for Christ, the ministry, the family, and all of our ministers and pastors worldwide. Everybody in the Apostolic Network, just want to say God bless you, love you. Thank you for praying for us, keeping us encouraged and looking out for us. Just want to just tell you that we are always thinking of you and are so grateful for each and every one of you. So amen, amen. Also, I think I need to send out, not think, I want to send out a shout out to my family as well, my siblings, my brothers and sisters, my father, nieces and nephews, and cousins, aunts and uncles, all of that. And especially a special, special shout out to my wife and our son. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I am enjoying myself this evening into Healer Worship, and I just want to continue that. I have been wanting and promising myself to play a particular song, and so I'm going to play that song tonight before we go off the air. Join me, amen, as we continue in the spirit of worship, intercession, meditation, and even take this time and breathe a word of salvation, if not for yourself, for a loved one. This is To Healer Worship.
Is my heart I build an altar here, lifted arms right on this altar, bending knees, so you seat high above a broken heart. So here's this heart I build an altar here. It's bruised, it's scarred, still I build this altar here. Father, come. Life into me here on this altar. Father, consume me. You can move me. Breathe life into me here on this altar. Father, consume me. You can use me. Breathe life into me here on this altar. Father, consume me. You can use me. Breathe life into me here. So here are these hands, they haven't done so well, but you were there even when when I made my bed in hell. So here's my life, here's my life. I give it all to you. Consuming fire, consuming fire. Oh, Father, consume me. You can use me, breathe life into me here on this altar. Father, consume me. You can use me, breathe life into me here on this altar. So, Father, consume me. You can use me, breathe life into me here on this altar. And Father, consume me, oh, use me and breathe life into me, hey, here on this. Father, you can use me, here on this altar, here on this altar, I lift my hands. Here on this altar, I lift my hands. Here on this altar, and I yield my heart. Here on this altar, I yield my heart. Here on this altar, oh, as I lift my hands, here on this altar, and I lift my hands, here on this altar, so Lord, use my hands, here on this altar, oh, use my hands.
To take a minute tonight, and if I can interrupt here and just give a quick announcement, we will be off and not airing a new show for the next couple of weeks. Some of you do not know, my wife is expecting, and so the child, our son, our first child, should be here within a week or so, next week actually, the 20th. And so we are just going to take a couple of days off from airing this program to adjust to the addition in our home. And so I do plan on being back on the first Sunday in July. That's July the 2nd, the first Sunday in July. And we will continue in this vein. But if between now and then you desire to hear another program of Tehillah worship, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio and listen to an archived program. And I so appreciate your love, your support, and your prayers. And so in our absence, just keep us in your prayers as we are expecting our son to come into this earth healthy, with purpose, and blessed of God. And celebrate with us, because we are celebrating. We are excited about our new addition, our new little bundle of joy. And so I am so grateful. I'm even glad to be able to tell you that and share that with you. So amen, amen, and amen. So we are coming to the end of another episode of Tehillah Worship. And I bless God for each and every one of you being supportive, joining me on this evening, being faithful, sharing the word, and inviting someone else to listen every week, every Sunday at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I pray that God be with you. I pray that you have enjoyed this program and that you will be strengthened and blessed to press forward this week. I pray that you heard something that would just bless your soul, pour it into you, that the worship strengthened you, that the meditation in God's word blessed you, that the time of intercession, whether you joined in with my prayer or had your own, I pray that it lifted you up and it will propel you forward. In Jesus' name, may the Spirit of the Lord be with you throughout this week. And I look forward to coming back to you and joining you again in 2 weeks on July the 2nd. So God bless you. Good night. And I love each and every one of you.
Fighting battles we can't win, with swords we can lift, in armor that don't fit. Some of us have been running ourselves tired, running races too long, knowing our feet aren't that strong. And I hear the Lord say, bow a knee, come right now. And surrender. And you won't lose, 'cause I'm fighting for you. All you have to do is surrender.